Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is a show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I am podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
My art is a weapon!
On this day in fictional history, in 1991, Howard and Maria Stark are killed in a car crash. Or was it a car crash? Our condolences to their son Tony on what must be a trying day. From Iron Man. In 2013, Snake Plissken arrives at Los Angeles Island, shenanigans ensue, and all technology is shut off on planet Earth. Sad story. You gotta smoke? From Escape from L.A. Birthdays. 1928. Hazel Levesque, daughter of Pluto and one of the seven heroes of the Prophecy of Seven, is born from Percy Jackson. And in 1986, Dr. Light repurposes his android lab assistant, Rock, into a fighting robot. Thus, Mega Man was created. Mega Man, of course, would go on to have a long and lucrative career fighting the evil Dr. Wily. From Mega Man.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Julie uncovers Gabby's secret. She believes as long as she thinks about things, they will appear in her life. Hope confronts Sierra about dating Ben. He's gonna burn you, and I am afraid that I may mean that literally. Abby tries to get information out of Kayla about Gabby and learns Gabby's secret is really just a riff of Wallace Waddle's 1910 book, The Science of Getting Rich. Victor punishes Chad for his betrayal of Sonny. You are now the CEO. Out of here! Hashtag Chabby forever.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia like The Magic and Save a Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/MetricuLA. See you there.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. To most Americans, last Tuesday is fresh in their minds. They may have gone to a salon, seen a movie, had a typical day at work. But in Bloomsdale, no one remembers Tuesday. In fact, not one single resident remembers anything about his or her whole life. State authorities first suspected a host when they came across a town of confused and wandering individuals, not sure of where they lived or what they did for a living. Families seem to have no recollection of their relationships. Not even local police can be reached because simply nobody remembers which residents were officers. Now the state of Missouri has concluded that an entire town could never orchestrate a lie so complex with such commitment from elderly, middle-aged, and younger citizens. By now, authorities say, someone would have come forward with the truth or would have broken down from intensive police questioning. So the only alternative, according to experts, is that these people are telling the truth and something has robbed hundreds of their memories and their lives. While some may draw conclusions rooted in science fiction, including an alien conspiracy, ESP gone wrong, or the workings of a mad supervillain, some think the culprit could be as simple as something in the drinking water or locally produced food. In any case, the largest known case of collective amnesia has attracted the attention of the scientific community. I doubt any of these conclusions drawn so far are true, said scientist Lamar Rimmel. But I do know one thing. For something to cover such a specific area, it's hard not to think it was intentional. We'll continue to do our tests, but as of right now, our main goal is to get these people their memory back. And to Steve, an old friend who lives in that Bloomsdale, you still owe me that $100 I loaned you, and you totally didn't pay me back when you visited last Friday. A Gutan spaceship was shot down over Russia and parts of it fell in Siberia. The U-shaped object, resembling a silvery dome, is currently under inspection by Russian experts after being covertly removed under cover of night from the possession of the villagers who found it. It had fallen from the sky over the weekend after villagers heard a large explosion. Authorities are not publicly saying what the explosion was, nor what the fallen object is, but Weekly World News has been investigating. WWN spoke to Dr. Susan Bakley of the UN Panel of Extraterrestrials about the object once she had returned from examining the debris. It's clearly part of an alien spaceship from planet Gutan. It has all the Gutan markings, she told WWN. Our guess is that the ship was shot down by a ship from planet Zeba. As you know, there's been an ongoing battle on Earth between aliens from planet Gutan and planet Zeba. The Zebans have come to our planet to help us, while the Gutans want to destroy us. Locals from the village of Ostrednensky had managed to drag the Gutan fragment from the thick forest where it had fallen. They attached it to a trailer and took it through the snow to their village, where local inspectors then examined it before alerting Moscow authorities. In an official statement, Sergei Bobrov, who found the object, said that the object glowed,
"particularly at night. We see red flashing light in object. It scared many of us."
The 2,500-pound metal fragment is being kept under close guard by local police and UN peacekeepers. Some officials tried to write it off as a piece of a rocket or a missile, but that was quickly dismissed by Dr. Begley, who had over 25 years' experience with extraterrestrials and is a leading expert in the field of ufology.
"We measured the radiation level near and inside the object. We found no radiation here."
Yuri Bornyakov, who heads the Rescue Service Department of the Kubievsky District in the Novosibirsk region.
"Part of the fragment is made of an ultra-strong titanium," said Valery Vysilev, the head of the Kubievsky Department for Civil Defense and Emergency Situations.
"It is something that we have never seen on Earth."
Geardy will continue to follow this story and would like to put this in your mind. Is it perhaps tied into our first story? Bloomsdale's sister city is in fact Kansk, just outside of Ostrednensky. Remember, the truth is out there. And finally, three winning tickets for last weekend's record $656 million Mega Millions drawings were sold, but no person has stepped forward to claim the prize. However, one dog has. Princess, a golden retriever poodle mix from Arcadia, Kansas, walked into her local lottery precinct with a verified winning ticket tucked in her collar that would hypothetically award the dog $218 million before taxes. "Oh, we were just shocked," said Christy Thornbug, the clerk who verified the ticket. "The dog's collar gives a name, but no contact information for the people who may own the dog. As far as we know, this is the dog's winnings." The fortunate pooch is currently being held at the facility until any owners show up to claim it. To protect against false claims, authorities will not hand her over until visual proof, as well as papers detailing Princess's medical checkup and shots records, are provided. Mega Millions officials are scratching their heads and hoping a legitimate owner steps forward. If no owner stepped forward, this would provide an unprecedented problem for the multi-jurisdictional lottery game. No dog has ever been awarded winnings on a nationwide lottery. However, towns in Texas, Mississippi, and Georgia have given local-based lottery or instant game winnings to several animals in certain circumstances before laws were eventually enacted to prohibit the practice. One notable exception is a domestic cat in Jacksonville winning $3 for successfully revealing a match on a scratch card in 1983. We here at GRD say, "Good luck, Princess! We're hoping they rule in your favor." And who's a good girl?
Who's a good girl? Yeah, you're a good girl.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. Drop a review on ye old iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Cartoons galore. And in fact, you can hit us up on Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you the next time that we do.
Wow, this got real dirty real fast.
I love those Mementos candies. You put one in a soda pop, turns it into a missile.